Much love and blessings. So for us to manifest that which we desire in our hearts, to have those wonderful feelings, to feel that we've attained everything, one of the things that holds us back from coming into that feeling is worries about the future and regrets about the past. Because to manifest what we want to be in the vibration that we have already attained that which we desire, to assume the feeling that we already have what we want. Because when we feel in our heart that we are already wealthy, we are already rich, we are already satisfied and happy and liberated, then we are experiencing the fruits immediately. It's the instant fruits, the magic. And then from that place, we manifest beautiful things in our life because we are already in that vibration. So what stops us being in that vibration? One of the big things is the past. Thinking about the past. I wish I hadn't done it like this. I wish I did that. If only I'd done this instead of that. If only this thing hadn't happened, then this other thing wouldn't have happened. Right? The whole story. Do you have any of those stories? If only I'd done this thing differently, then everything would have worked out all right. Right? I've done things in the past that haven't been the highest good. In the sense that if I could go back with the knowledge I have now, no doubt I would make a different decision. Most of us have done something to hurt other people or to hurt ourselves, and we feel bad about it. And if you don't, then you're quite an unusual person. Either you're a sociopath, which is very unlikely, or you have already mastered what we're talking about today. But most of us, if we're honest, have some regrets. And then, on the other side, is worries. There's a wonderful quote, "My life has been filled with terrible tragedies, most of which never happened." I can't remember who said that, but it's a great quote. Because many of the things we're worried about do not come to pass. The mind is very imaginative, very creative, and it comes up with all kinds of fascinating, terrible, shocking, scary stories. What if this happens? What if that happens? Oh my God, then this, then. So we're either worried about things going wrong in the future, or we're having regrets about the past. This takes up a lot of energy for a lot of people, and it stops us from being able to feel that we've attained everything, right? So we want to come into the now and feel that all is good right now, and I'm feeling that I am in that complete good vibration of all success. And if we're pulled into the past or we're worried about the future, then we get pulled out of that present moment, out of that good feeling, into some negative energy, which then becomes a vibration, which we then attract to ourselves. This is why so many people who are worrying, "Oh, I don't want this to happen. Oh, what about this? Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear," right? They actually create self-fulfilling prophecies of terrible things happening. Or people who are guilty about the past and worrying about the past and thinking about the past, they recreate it in the present because it's a vibration. So how do we deal with both of these things? Can you imagine what a relief, what a huge relief it would be if you stopped thinking about the past or worrying about the future? Ah, what a relief, what a relief. All right, so how can we deal with this so that we can really come into that good feeling and focus on that which we wish to experience. A wonderful analogy that helps with both the past and the present is a train, right? Think about a train. I'm sure you've been on a train. The train runs on the rails, right? And of course, someone who has a worrying tendency can worry that the train will come off the rails, right? But yeah, trains just go along their track, right? They go along the railway track and they go from one place to the other. And the world, you could say the universe, you could say life, we could call it the great drama of life, the great game of life. This great game of life is going along on the rails of the drama, the rails of life. Think of it like a movie. If you watch a movie on the internet or on a film or whatever, right? Any kind of movie, you watch it, you press play, and it's going to play. It's like a train going down the track. The things that are going to happen in the movie are going to happen in the movie at the time that they're meant to happen, right? If you watch one of your favorite shows and then you watch it again and you watch it again and you watch it again, right? You press play, press play, press play, and you go back and forth. It's going to be the same thing every time because you're watching that which is recorded. The destiny of the movie is already there. And we watch it frame by frame, second by second. When we first watch something, we don't know what's going to happen. If you go to the movie theater or you watch something on the internet and you've never seen it before, you might have an idea, but you don't really know what's going to happen until it happens. But the whole thing is already there, right? If you go to YouTube and you play a video, the whole video is there already. And you're just getting in touch with it moment by moment. So life is moving along in its predestined perfect way, like a train going down the tracks. And so whatever happened in the past was meant to happen exactly, precisely the way that it did, including all the so-called awful things and mistakes and problems and drama. And there is hidden benefit. We need to glean the value, the hidden lessons, the learning from life. Or we could even just let it go. Either way, sometimes the learning is just to let it go. The past was meant to happen the way it was. It's like a movie, and it was supposed to happen exactly like that. I'm sure you can think of one situation at least. There's no doubt hundreds of them if you think about it. But think about one situation that seemed awful at the time. And then later on, when you look back on it in retrospect, you realize that was actually really, really important and valuable. Can you think of something that was tough, painful, disturbing, confusing at the time? Not what you wanted. But then later on, you think, actually, that really helped me learn. Many people who have had serious like alcoholic addictions or various other kind of issues, when they hit rock bottom, it was the worst time of their entire life. But oftentimes it helped them to come out of that whole thing and make major changes where they're now so much better off than they were then. Right? So this is a very deep thing just to tune into, because if we want to raise our vibration, if we want to feel blessed, we have to have a psychological and spiritual way of going beyond the negative drain, the negative energy drain about the past. So tuning into this movie reel turning around, or this train going down the track, you know, whichever you prefer, it's going the way it's going, and that's just the way it is. Right? I've had pain in my life. I've had sorrow. I've made mistakes. There's all sorts of things that, knowing what I know now, I would want to change. But actually, those things were really, really necessary in order for me to get where I am now. So the train is going down the track, and we don't need to worry about it. Whatever has passed, right? The past, P-A-S-T, has passed, P-A-S-T-E-D, like it's passed by. The train has gone past, the scene has passed, and now we're in the present. The present is a gift. The beautiful gift of the present. It's the wonderful thing about the past is that it has passed by. Train has moved on. It's not there anymore. It's gone. Right? The movie reel has turned round and round and round, and now we're on a different scene. The page of the book is in the past, right? We're now on a new page, a new chapter. So this is very deep. You know, we can talk about this intellectually, but I want you to really put your hand on your heart and really go deep into this. It might take some time, but you're going to have such a huge, a huge relief. You know, I sometimes spend a long time, I've done this over the years, spent hours sometimes just lying down in bed, just letting go, and really aligning with reality. So what we're talking about basically is that we're on this train of life and it's going in a direction. We need to have complete trust and certainty that this is accurate, that it is truth. Truth means that which is real, that which is. And falsehood is something that doesn't exist. It's a non-existent thing. It's a fantasy. It's a fraudulent, non-existent reality. The truth is good and so-called bad things have happened. The truth is things in the future are going to happen exactly, exactly the way they're meant to, right? So some of our worries may actually come true. Many of them will not come true, but some of them might, right? So one method for that is just to imagine all the worst possible things did come true. What then? You know, sometimes we're so attached. Oh my God, I don't want this to happen. I don't want to lose this. I don't want to lose this, right? What if you did lose everything? All right, I'm going through a relationship ending after 10 years right now, right? So you could say I'm losing something, but actually I'm gaining much more than I'm losing, right? On a deeper level, this is a huge blessing. So, you know, we might be so attached to all these things, but if we can align with reality, if it's supposed to happen, if something's meant to happen or not meant to happen, whatever that train, wherever that train is going, whatever direction it's going, we can surrender to the highest good for all. I am surrendered to the highest good for all. Right? The train is going down the track. The movie reel is turning. The video is playing. And we are surrendered to whatever is the highest unfoldment, and whatever is destined is the highest unfoldment. So what this does, when you really go deep into that feeling, you might need to re-listen to this again a few times and practice it. When you go deep into this, what happens is the anxiety and the guilt about the past and worry and anxiety about the future completely dissolves. Because you can't change the past, and not only that, there's benefit in it. So there's really no point in thinking about it. And if the future is supposed to happen a certain way and we don't like it, there's got to be some benefit in that as well. Right? How many times have people in the world tried to avoid something? I'm going to try and do everything I can to avoid losing this thing, or not having this thing happen, or whatever it is. And it happened anyway. I know some people who spend their whole life trying to stay healthy, where, you know, trying to like avoid getting sick, and they end up getting cancer or something and dying at age 40 something. Right? Loads of people have tried to avoid things and then they ended up happening anyway. Because on another level, they're worrying about it and bringing it on. So we want to basically have a freedom in life where we say, I am surrendered to the highest good for all. Now, of course, we're going to eat well. Of course, we're going to have, you know, sensible thoughts about sensible things and not do reckless stuff and, you know, plan for the future and everything. That's a given. But what I'm talking about is, why are we worrying in our mind and causing ourselves negative feelings? Because that's not helping us at all. It's making it all worse, right? We're actually increasing our chances of things going wrong by worrying about them happening. And if we're guilty about the past, we're increasing the chances that we're going to recreate the past in the present. And even thinking about the past and feeling bad about it is pulling the past into the present now, right? Which then is going to create a future that's the same as the past. It's not very effective. So the solution to this is to recognize we're on the rails of the drama, the great game of life. The train is chugging along down the tracks. Whatever's going to happen tomorrow is going to happen. And what happens is based on our vibration. So we're much better off saying, my main focus in life is to feel that I've already attained that which I want, to assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled, to feel that we have received everything in our being, and then to surrender to the highest good, to let go, to not try and control everything. Worrying, controlling, stressing is a negative energy field, and whatever's going to happen is going to happen anyway. So our greatest safety and our greatest opportunity to make our future blessed is to stop worrying about the future and focus on having a beautiful present. So what you can take from this awareness today is that you are living on this train that is chugging along down the tracks, going exactly where it's going to go. And, you know, some people don't like this idea. They're like, oh, no, I should be able to change everything. No, no, but it's all going to happen anyway. We can talk about this another time. Things are meant to happen the way they are. There is a destiny to life, right? And part of the destiny is that we do change ourselves in the present. And because of that change, we create the future. The future is pulling us into itself, right? We haven't got time to talk about all these things today, but just play with these ideas that you're on this train, you're chugging along down the track, right? You're surrendered to the highest good, and your main focus is that I'm going to feel that I've attained everything. I'm not going to worry about the future because I'm surrendered to the highest good. I'm not going to feel guilty about the past because everything that happened was beneficial in some way and I've learned from it. The past has passed. It's passed and gone. So I'm here receiving energy from beyond, from that spiritual source, remembering I'm an eternal being and I'm safe. You're safe and you're secure. And you're on the train, you're on the rails of the drama. There's the expression, are you stable on the rails of life? Are you firmly stable as this train chugs along down the track the way it's meant to? And the more stable we are, the more we accept it the way it is, the more we can maintain those good feelings. And from those good feelings, the more beautiful things, the more beautiful scenes life will present us with. So we'll feel good, you'll feel blessed in the moment, and beautiful scenes will come before you from that space. So enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. You are on the rails of life. The past has passed. The future is blessed. And a final thing to take with you is the expression or the mantra, good, better, best. The past was good, the present is better, and the future is the best. The past is good, the present is better, and the future is the best. So big smile, good vibrations, you are on a magical train. And you can stay in that wonderful space. Imagine what you want in life and feel that you've already attained that right now as you enjoy the scenes on the train of life. So much love, big smiles, enjoy, enjoy, enjoy.